Hey, thanks for tuning in. This is Matt Santos of the Mile High Show. You're listening to episode number 79. This week I sit down with Dan Nightingale, the Brit comedy doc, who's been on this show a few times over the past year, and Brianna Cleary, a Prescott-born and raised comedic actress. The two make up the Brit and Americana Show, a comedy troupe that is just starting up. They had just grouped together a couple of days before we recorded this episode, and they will be making their debut on May 20th in Prescott Valley at Dusty's Suite 103, a brand new hookah lounge that is opening up, I think, like tomorrow or something. But that is the location, right next to Lonesome Valley Brewing in Prescott Valley, over there on Winsong near Robert and Highway 69. Robert, Winsong, that whole neighborhood over there. Today's episode is brought to you by Amazon, where you can use the Amazon link at milehighshow.com for all your online shopping. Click that link, log into Amazon like you normally do, and Amazon gives us a little thank you for sending you their way. Doesn't cost you anything extra. It just, like I said, lets Amazon know you got there through us. So do all your online shopping right there at Amazon through the Mile High Show. It's also brought to you by Audible.com. There's also an Audible link right there at the Mile High Show. Again, milehighshow.com, the Audible link, and you can use the code MILEHIGH at checkout for your free audio download. You have over 180,000 titles to choose from books, magazines, podcasts, comedy, all kinds of audio content, and you get a free audio download by using the code MILEHIGH at checkout, and also a free 30-day subscription. Now, the best part about this, you're getting stuff for free. Not only that audio download, but the subscription. If at the end of 30 days you don't want to stick around, you don't have to. You can cancel out. No harm, no foul, no charge. Audible.com, using the code MILEHIGH at checkout. So sit back, enjoy the Brit and Americana Show with Dan Nightingale and Brianna Cleary from Dusty's Suite 103 in Prescott Valley. And enjoy. Don't forget to check them out May 20th for that Friday night show, the debut show of the Brit and Americana Show. Hiding down in Scottsdale. Doing what? Did you move your whole practice down there? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Nodding doesn't come through real good on an audio podcast.
I didn't realize we were on.
I had it on.
Yeah, it's open.
He's eating the mic.
He doesn't tell me anything. Yes, Scottsdale. My office is now in Scottsdale. I've closed Prescott. Moved to Scottsdale.
So you closed up here completely?
Completely. It's closed.
Now, your house still up here?
The house is still here.
Are you staying up here?
I'm staying up here. Staying here now.
Nice.
And working.
That's quite a trek, though.
Yeah, I got a good office with a nice sofa bed, so I can go down, stay a few days.
Now, was that
come back
your idea or Kathleen's?
Always my idea.
Okay, just check.
It's always my idea. I'm the only one that has ideas.
Oh.
I'm the only one that
I better be glad she doesn't like me, because otherwise she'd hear that. She don't listen to this show. I can't get my own wife to listen to this. I do a radio show in town, too, for KQ&A.
Okay.
And it's based in on the town of Chino.
Okay.
Town politics, town news, school stuff.
Cow tipping?
No. We leave that to John. Do you know John Shule? Did you go to Chino?
No, my mom taught there, but
okay.
The students that she had, it was safer for me to be in town.
Gotcha.
Type thing.
So. John was the was a teacher. He was a track coach for years at Chino.
Okay.
Then he was the principal at Heritage for a little bit, principal.
My mom probably. Maybe
he's now the superintendent.
Okay.
He just got appointed a couple months ago to the superintendent.
Yeah.
And he does a show, rotates out with me, and does strictly school stuff.
Yeah.
But I cover some of the sports and that. But anyway, my wife works for the town of Chino Valley.
Ah.
So everybody at the town listens to the show when I'm on, because we're talking about projects and we interview the folks there. And I asked her. I've been doing it a couple of years, two and a half, 3 years. And I asked her, I said, so It was like the third or fourth week. I said, so did you listen to the show today? And she just looks and she goes, no. Well, why? We were talking. I don't even remember what it was, but it happened to be the subject we were talking about, something she was involved, not directly involved with, but she had been working on this this event. I said, well, we were talking about it. She goes, I don't care. It didn't make me feel too good. She goes, I hear you talk all the time at home. I get to go to work and I don't have to listen to you.
Oh, you're not.
So that's, assuming how Kathleen really exactly. encourages you to sleep on that couch.
Absolutely.
120 yep. miles away from your home.
Yeah, as often as possible.
So you were doing...
I like you.
Are you still trying to... is your house still on the market?
No, it's off now.
Off that... Completely. Somebody bought it or you're just...
No,
gonna,
took it off the market.
Gotcha.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we tried to sell it a couple of times and we just didn't attract the right offer and we didn't attract the right people.
It's tough because you got a beautiful place mm-hmm. up there, a big spread, but to try and get what something's worth, one, in a market like this uh-huh. and two, in a town like Chino, it's just rough unless somebody's really looking for that specific property.
We kept getting people from California coming in to look at it.
Oh, they're the worst kind.
And then complaining that there wasn't...
As soon as I got those California plates off my car when I moved out here, I hate people from California.
First of all, they complained there wasn't...
Don't like the people... I'm sorry.
They complained there wasn't enough trees. They complained it was too prairie-like. And the last one said, well, it's like a desert.
Arizona. Well, it's Arizona. I want to move to get away from it all. Where's Costco? Guess what? Just got away from it all.
Absolutely,
man.
So no, the house is off the market, and I'm just.
We're 5 minutes in. We should really start.
Yeah,
I guess
that. Now we know.
I'm waiting on you guys. You guys are the pros. I'm just following.
Oh man, you're in.
You're in trouble.
I'm in trouble now, man.
Yeah, you're in real trouble.
Dan, the Brit comedy doc Nightingale, you've been on probably more frequently than any other. I don't repeat guests a whole lot. And you've been three, four times, something like
quite
that.
Quite a few, yeah. Uh-huh.
So that lets you know the type of people that will actually talk with me.
Is it your choice to not have them back on, or is it theirs?
A little bit of both. Okay. One, I'm very untalented, and the first words out of their mouth about 10 minutes in.
How'd you get this job?
No, it's like, what did I do? What did I get myself into? And then they just run.
But he's very talented, and he's very knowledgeable, and he knows a lot of good people.
And he knows how to fish for compliments.
He knows everybody that's artsy and fartsy and talented around
here. And that's Dan's way to go, well, nobody else will have me on. At least I can come on Matt's show. Yeah. So he's got to try and butter me up.
Absolutely.
And who's your partner here?
This is
the
Americana.
We heard enough of you. Introduce yourself.
Americana, aka Brianna Cleary. I am a local girl, born and raised in Prescott.
Now, how did you get hooked up with this bozo?
I answered an ad.
Oh, man. That's dangerous. Dan answered an ad one time.
Yes.
He lost his watch, his wallet, and his dignity.
That's right. Yeah. All at the same time.
That's how he ended up in this country. He woke up on a freighter coming into San Diego. Nice. Really drowsy.
Well, you can imagine. I went to meet him the first time out at his house.
What color was his hair that day?
The same way. It was yesterday.
I was going to say, it was yesterday.
I'm being consistent.
Because it changes every couple of days.
And I get out there, and I'm like, this is really far out there. You know, and I'm like,
this is where we bury them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so it's just,
big bags of lies.
My boys are with me. I'm like, oh, my God. Yeah. No, but... Just got a great. He came out, and I got a great vibe from him right away. And I was like, okay, this is, you know, I was making sure there were no pigs, like, you know, because that's pretty
getting rid of the bones.
Yeah,
ain't nothing left when the pigs.
Ain't nothing.
Maybe teeth. That's it. So
that just in Chino, it just looks like gravel.
I know. And so, but no, I got a really good vibe off him, and we just clicked. So.
So it comedy something you've been doing before?
Yeah, I've done like 28 plays and improv and stuff ever since I was 12, but mainly like local stuff. Cause
what kind of plays?
Performing
arts, Prescott, what is it, PCA?
Prescott High School and that kind of stuff and some private improv groups because it was just fun to do. And In my family, we've always been a little dramatic, so just kind of came naturally. But and we pick up accents, so like when we're around someone with an accent, like we might offend them, but we kind of pick it up.
Yeah.
So
I spent right out of high school. I spent a couple of summers working in the South, deep South, Mississippi.
Crab boil
from the San Francisco Bay Area.
Oh, nice.
Very diverse.
Yeah.
East Bay, really working class, lower middle class neighborhood is where I grew up. So it was a big mix of every culture.
Yeah.
And in the 70s, when I was growing up as a kid, there was a big influx of Southeast Asia and the Far East and the Middle East. So it was real diverse.
Yeah.
That's how I grew up. And then at 17 years old, went to work for a newspaper in Columbus, Mississippi. And it was, they didn't know what we were. We weren't white. We weren't black. They thought we were Korean. They don't know Korean. But it was a big.
It didn't help that you were eating that dog.
Yeah. It was a big, nice. Big culture shock. And I started doing the same thing. I was a couple weeks in, you just kind of get into that.
Yeah.
Little drawl. And when I came back after 3 months, it was people like, what happened to you?
Yeah.
It can be not even known that you kind of slide in.
Oh, yeah. And like you'll get me in some areas and I'll start talking like this. And be like, yeah. Don't drink the water, none. You start talking like this.
So and you spent time in Paulden.
Exactly. Yeah, actually, I wasn't going to say that. You can't date unless you use Cannon. We's all Cannon and Paulden. And like, you know, I come up with words like kinbred. Different things. Like if you take me down to like Baghdad in that area and if there's no radio station, I will entertain you all day.
I do the same when I was a kid, and it still pops up every once in a while. I have a pretty good stutter, especially when I'm tired.
Ooh.
If I'm tired, I lock up. I worked with a guy at a newspaper years ago who had a really, really harsh stutter. And people would, talking behind, people would make fun of him behind his back. And, I was new to the place, so I was kind of walking on eggshells. But when I would spend time with him, I would start stuttering, and he would get mad thinking I was making fun of him.
Oh.
And I had to tell him, I said, John, no, I'm not, seriously. Yeah. I get that just from being around you. That's how he was when I was a kid. And it took him a while to believe me, but it still creeps up every once in a while. What kind of drama work? What kind of theater and plays?
Oh God! I pretty much the lead in every school play, except me. I don't sing. I don't. Don't ask me to sing because people can't drink.
Not musical.
People cannot drink enough to listen to me sing. Like that's just it. Just better that way. So and a lot of the stuff we would just there was one guy that we were always the opposite of each other every school play, and we would kind of improv a lot of it. And the teacher was just like, just don't get me in trouble. Just don't get me in trouble. And, like, we'd loop it back around, so the next person that would come in, like, Romeo and Juliet, The Crucible, I mean, anything. We'd loop it back around so the next person's line would make sense.
Shakespeare rolling over in his grave?
What the hell?
Yeah, it was...
You can't diss an Englishman like this.
You mind? We're talking. We're having a conversation here.
It's like A, B, C, your
Where's
way.
That? I'm just kidding. Where's that? What number are you on? I'll just turn it off. Did you ever? What's the main theater there in Prescott? Is it PCA?
Yeah, PCA Center for Fine Arts.
The big brick church.
Yeah,
right?
We did some Elks and we did some Bruce Street Theater a lot in Bruce Street Theater.
Do you know Layla Tenney? She grew up in the area.
I know the Tennies from my mom and stuff like that. But
yeah, she grew up in the area and taught at Chino for a while.
Yeah.
And then. Was directing at PCA for a while.
Yeah. No, I did a lot of my work under Mrs. Nelson, Louisa Nelson. She's retired.
I probably know her face if I saw her.
And you would run.
Without embarrassing you, I want to say what I'm guessing you're probably about 6 years out of high school. No?
You are my favorite person. You have no idea.
You never change, dear Samsos. You never change.
I graduated.
Well, when you're as old as I am, everybody looks
I graduated young. 16 years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
I graduated in 2000.
Okay, so a lot of your faculty I probably don't know. I've been out here for about 10 years, 12 years.
Yeah, so I'm...
And he hasn't graduated yet.
Oh, no.
You do need to get your eyes checked, I'm going to say. Get some glasses, something, but I appreciate it.
And you said you have kids?
Yes, got sons. I've got two.
Two. How old?
They are 11 and 3. They are 8 years apart to the day. They got the same birthday.
Oh, nice.
They are the loves of my life.
3 years old. What a nice, nice age that is.
Yeah.
For a dad, it is, I guess. My wife and I were married. We're hitting 21 years next month.
Oh, wow.
Probably this month. I don't know when this is going to air. Or maybe last month if I lose the file.
Depends on when you get around to it.
Ooh, I'm going to blackmail you now, Santa.
Well, no, it depends on when I get this episode up. You know what? Who knows? I may never. You keep interrupting like that.
But the wedding anniversary doesn't change. It's either this week or next week.
We'll cut his off, and we'll just have track three going. I think that's where you're at. 21 years we hit in April.
Wow.
And
what is that anniversary like? I mean, other than you're allowed to drink together.
Beer, I think. our marriage is legally able to drink.
You don't get that long on death row, do you?
I don't believe so.
I don't know what it is, but anyway, we've got a 6-year-old.
Oh,
he's our only, and so, you know, 15 years married, and we find out she's pregnant. It was a big shock. It wasn't something we were planning on. So he's being raised by old people, and he acts like a little old man. He's in kindergarten. He gets up off, not because he's in pain, but he gets up off of his chair, and he goes, "Ugh." I go, "What are you doing?" He goes, "That's how you get up." I go, "No, that's how I get up, not you."
See, yeah, like my youngest son, his dad, who's amazing, like he's a great guy, he's 11 years older than me. And he's, you know, when we met, he had a 19-year-old daughter at the time. She's 23 now.
Oh, wow.
And he's a grandfather now. And like she just had her first child.
So your son
has a nephew that
a
is
nephew
like
that's the same
like
pr-
but yeah pretty close. And so it's so funny though, because like they are 19 years apart, you know, he was a total surprise. I was in the pill. It was not expected at all, but you know, I thought an 11-year gap was or an 8-year gap was big, but like that was a huge gap, you know. And so he'll do the same thing, like, you know, oh, my back hurts.
My son's favorite TV shows are like the stuff I have at home.
Yeah.
I don't think I have a DVD that's, a movie that's less than 15 years old. So he's watching old black and white, loves Bogart, old John Wayne. He didn't know what a cartoon was till he was like 4.
Nice. Okay, so like Green Acres, Patty, do you like any of those?
Andy Griffith was his favorite.
Really? Awesome.
Absolutely favorite. He loves Barney Fife. And but he didn't know what it was called when he was
his favorite is Mr. Ed.
I don't think he's ever seen Mr. Ed.
That would be talking he'd horse. Like it then.
Well, we live in Chino, so it's, you know, talking horse. He just thinks his
now
food's
I have that
talking.
Song stuck in my head. Great.
But yeah, those are his favorite. The old stuff. And like I said, he's like a little old man. When he was 4, he was 4 going on 50 already.
Well, I was a weird child like that too. Like my first crush was Errol Flynn. Errol Flynn.
And surprisingly enough, how old were you?
Are you kidding me? Captain Blood, Robin Hood.
Well, how old were you when you had a crush on Errol Flynn?
I was like 3, 4, or 5.
So
like that was
from what I know about Errol Flynn. Yeah. You were right in his wheelhouse. Wasn't his wife like 14 when they got something like that? I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, he was already dead by the time I was around. So, you know, but like I grew up with Dobie Gillis. Yeah. Which no one knows.
Maynard G. Krebs. That was Gilligan before Gilligan.
I love this. And Zelda. I love Zelda. When she crinkle her nose. No one knows who it is.
We really got to see.
You don't
even
know who it is.
I'm totally lost. I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's okay. Turn the car around.
They didn't
we'll get
TV in Britain until what? 75? 74?
It's okay. We don't have.
87.
I was 6. It's okay. We don't have indoor plumbing here. We're getting it next year. I don't know how Paul's going to fit that outhouse through the front door, though.
I moved from the East Bay, California, to Paulden, a small town of 160,000 to Paulden, which was at the time like 4,800.
Four people? Don't lie.
That includes
four different families.
But we had indoor plumbing, but only when it rained. That's when the roof was leaking. All right, we really should start. Where are we? Tell me where we are.
We are Dusty's Hookah Lounge.
Yeah.
And that's Dusty. Dusty Rhodes, really? Is that
Dusty Rhodes, yeah.
So what do you guys got planned here?
He's the boss. He is the boss.
We are a partnership.
So the first thing you should plan is an overthrow.
Yes. A coup.
Mutiny.
This is going to be this is the Brit and Americana comedy show. It's going to be stand-up comedy and sketch, and there's going to be a special guest on May the 20th when we first do our show.
Okay.
And that special guest is Miguel Brambilla.
That's the flyer that you sent me.
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay, and we'll have that up on the show notes for this, and we'll put it up on Facebook and all that good stuff.
Sweet. So it's sketch, stand up. It's something that there isn't, as far as I know, to my knowledge, a female American comedian and a male Brit comedian partnership in America.
Really?
I don't know one. There is, as far as I'm aware, there isn't one. So this is going to be new. It's going to be different. We've got some characters planned. We don't want to talk about them yet because we're working on them. We're developing them.
So it's a combo of all kinds of humorous stuff going
Absolutely.
On. Not just stand-up, just sketch. So it's got a lot of different... The two of you make up the group? Are there...
No, we are the Brit and Americana.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then we'll have other comedians coming in to do special guests.
Special sets and that stuff. I notice your wife will be hosting first go-round.
I did a show a few weeks ago at the Speakeasy Comedy Lounge in Scottsdale. And she opened it for me. And she was quite funny.
Nice.
She was quite funny. So I roped her into doing this. And I'm not too sure how keen she is to do it. But she said, yes, I'll do it.
Now, what type of we didn't mention this, I forgot, but we do try and keep the podcast pretty radio friendly as far as language because we record in restaurants, coffee shops, and bars and stuff. We record all, and I like to be able to leave that open. That way, I can let managers, owners go. You know, pull up any show. You don't have to worry about what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But I do obviously know that not every subject matter we discuss is family, especially some of the comedians, some of the musical groups. Yeah. What kind of age?
It's going to be adult, 18 plus. It's going to be
so this is
but a younger audience because with it being a hookah lounge, it's going to be a younger audience that we attract. So our comedy is going to be geared towards the younger generation.
Gotcha. Well, nice.
Because you've got two young comedians, you know, we're in our youth, we're in our prime.
Oh, so it's a trio actually. Then.
I was waiting for that.
Yeah,
I was waiting.
Where am I just?
So you're targeting comedy fans, but not necessarily family comedy. You want folks to come in with an idea that they're going to be entertained, but it might have some edge to it, and it might
absolutely.
But just want to let folks know because a lot of folks, families do listen to the show, and you know we like to distinguish what to expect when you come in to hear any entertainment. So good, got that.
Yeah. And we're really looking forward to it. Rehearsals start on Friday.
Yep, I'm excited.
And it's going to be cool. It's going to be great. And we plan on taking this further. You know, we plan on taking the Brit and Americana show to various venues and arenas around the place and then...
Maybe travel out if you
Absolutely.
Can. So this is a good time
to... TV show.
Yeah, nice. TV. Yeah.
Get your own podcast going?
Absolutely. Got our own podcast. Our own TV show.
Is your job, is that open?
Anybody can do this. Go after something that somebody listens to.
Yeah, go
to
something good.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, you've got quite a lot of listeners now your show.
Yeah, we're doing about 10,000 downloads a month.
Nice.
Yeah.
Not bad for some guy working out of his van.
But you
it sounds creepy
some,
when
unlike,
you say
well,
it that
no,
way.
Unlike, yeah. unlike
creepy.
My
I mean,
other job
it.
That I was working out of the van, it was...
is it the van that says free candy out there on it?
No.
Puppies. Come and stroke my puppies.
I was...
Sorry.
Years ago, I was an unlicensed pharmacist, and I worked out of a van. Did do a lot. What's it called?
Is the statute of limitations up on that? You might want to edit this.
Oh yeah, no.
It was in partnership with Ted, Mr. otherwise known as Mr. Bundy.
Larry Brown, an old comic that I used to know in San Francisco. He's still around, I think. But he was in San Francisco back in the 80s. He had a bit about that. That was his. He said him and his brother used to do a lot of community work with the children in the neighborhood. It was his job to drive the van.
Right. They can't say things like that anymore, even as jokes. Even as jokes, they can't say that kind of stuff.
They can't. They better not come to our shows then.
So how often? So your first one is when again?
May the 20th.
May 20th. Now, are you running this through your...
BritComedy.com.
BritComedy.com. Give us the website again.
BritComedyDoc.com.
Okay.
Or they can now go to thebritcomedydoc.com.
And you also run in a Facebook page. Are you going to start another one for this, or are you going to run it all under that banner for
It's
right
all
now?
Going to be under the same BritComedyDoc Facebook okay. page. Yeah.
Good deal. How? And the first one again, stress it again.
May the 20th.
May 20th.
7 p.m.
And how often are you planning on doing these?
We're going to start here at the Hookah Lounge every month, so it's going to be monthly.
Once a month? Nice.
Yeah. It's Friday night.
And as the owner said here, they're also looking for maybe some other entertainment to roll through, different venue stuff. She's nodding way over there. My cords are short, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's not the first time you've heard that. Man.
You said it before I could.
I knew what you were thinking.
I was like, your wife says that too.
Wouldn't know, she doesn't talk to me.
Yeah, she doesn't listen to his shows.
She doesn't listen, she doesn't talk. I think he still lived here. I don't know.
I think we said
this will be the one she listens to.
This is the lady. This is the lady you should speak to. This is the lady that needs to come onto this show.
Come on. No.
No, have mine. Yeah.
So what kind of stuff are you looking for here as far as not just clientele, but what? No. Mommy. Dusty's mommy's here. So are you planning on opening this up for to hopefully get some music in, some singer-songwriters?
Right. Dusty's looking to host like an open mics
nice.
Once a month, bring in local entertainment. He has some rappers lined up to start, probably do a Saturday night show. He's also looking for DJs to come in.
Just provide a wide variety.
Yeah,
a
wide variety.
Nice. We need more of that up here. We've got plenty of live music in Prescott, up the highway a little bit, a couple of places around here that do a night or two of live music, but it's pretty centralized as far as the genre. It's either classic rock or country. Some metal bands occasionally will come through and do, like the Jackass down the street, or I think Tony Twos is running some music. But there's not a lot of diversity in the music in this area, specifically Prescott Valley, but even in Prescott, it's...
Right. Well, like Dusty said earlier, this is like a one-of-a-kind venue nice. For the area. They've kind of put it out on the table to like maybe do a country night, you know, to offer an array that'll attract a whole bunch of different kind yeah. of people that want to come in, whether it's country, doing rock, and then like I said, they have some local rappers that want to come in and perform, and then get some DJs in here to
nice.
Spin all kinds of
a good,
vinyl.
Good opportunity for some folks to get to stretch their entertaining muscles. And,
right, a big variety nice. Will be offered here at the Hook
and a
Lounge.
Nice spot. I mean, as far as size, it's not too huge, but it's also got some room for
right.
for some movement and some folks to hang out. And
definitely,
yeah.
It's an upscale lounge. It's going to offer, like I said, a variety of venues that'll attract all different kinds of people and walks of life. So,
liquor license through here or all?
No, he okay. doesn't have a liquor license yet. They've talked about it, and eventually they might pull some beer and wine in. So right yeah. now it's just going to be basically, like you said, the pour-over coffees,
nice.
hot and iced, and then the teas, juices, energy
Which
drinks.
Is a good way to start out, too, because
right.
sometimes,
yeah.
especially when you're starting out something and bringing in a pretty diverse entertainment base, it's maybe a good way to get it settled without having to worry about the expense and the monitoring of an alcohol license.
Right, like right. I'm sure when nice. This comedy team starts, people are going to be saying they need a drink.
Especially after the show.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. Appreciate it.
Well, yeah, very welcome.
Does everybody give you a hard time? Like, everybody.
It's expected.
If we just bring that out in people.
Dan nice, he would wonder, one,
why?
He would never speak to you again.
Yeah.
Nice people aren't fun.
That's so right. What else you got going on? What else? How's the practice going?
The practice is going really well. Since I moved it to Scottsdale, it's got much busier. I've got much more legal work. There's a lot of legal stuff that I do now.
Like,
what
do you mean? I don't. I'm not.
In terms
bright.
Of dementia, the people who need assessing to see whether they're fit for giving testimony in court. And I also work general psych. I look after parents whose children have been taken into care for whatever reason.
Gotcha.
Who want reunification with the kids. So I'll work with them and do the whatever needs doing, yeah. Psych evaluations and court appointed stuff.
Now, you had posted something up, I want to say a couple of months ago, to start a similar thing down in the valley. You had some open auditions. Uh-huh. Is that where you hooked up, or was it after the fact?
I met him yesterday.
Oh, okay.
No, this was different.
Now, are you still doing stuff with Joel or no?
No. No. The Joel Cooper and Brit Comedy Doc show is finished. We've parted company. He's gone on and done his own thing, and I've come away to do my own thing. So we.
Was that a friendly split, or everything going all right?
Dude, look at that smile. You already know the answer.
I do now.
Look at the smile. He's just like.
I haven't talked to Joel in a while. I don't know.
I think it's pretty private, but I think just to say that we've parted company.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay. And this is the new.
Good
this
tip.
Is the new movement. I'm still doing solo stuff. I'm still doing shows.
Got anything coming
around
up,
the valley?
Anything on the book?
Yeah, the Apollo is coming to Phoenix College, so I'm
really?
Going to be performing there. On a
Sandman coming.
Am I going to be allowed to come see it?
Yeah, I might
be
able to get you in to perform.
Sweet.
I'm trying to think of the date. I can't remember what date it is. It's in April.
Shoot me the info.
We'll do.
We'll make sure we put those links up when we post this.
Were you going to put it up before the actual performance?
Yeah, after.
Let's talk about how it'll be great a show.
What you've missed.
That's right, what you've missed. Yeah, you've missed this.
April Fools.
And then I was...
pretty soon we're not going to have any mics. It's just going to be a silent show.
It's just be you talking to yourself.
And then I'll have to turn mine off too. But people, wow, that was the best show ever. I didn't hear a thing.
I did...
calm.
I did quite a few shows in assisted living communities in
I
Phoenix
saw that.
And stuff.
I saw
you
that.
Know,
had
so
those go.
They were good. That's where I developed my characters.
I was
going to
say,
there,
did you care? Because I... watching you perform the straight stand up several times, but I did get a chance at the last show that I was at at the other lounge in Tempe, and then some of that at the Elks. I saw a couple.
Yeah. So yeah, I've
those are fun.
Working with patients with dementia who don't necessarily understand the comedy, the verbal stuff, when you interact with them. In character,
gotcha.
Different story altogether.
Yeah. Visually and physically,
it has such an impact. It's amazing. It's absolutely fantastic.
And if you bomb, they won't remember.
That's exactly right. Yeah, yeah.
My mom has dementia. She has several issues. Physically, doing really well. Can't remember what she did 10 minutes ago, but remembers in detail what happened to her in 1937.
Well, oh, wow, yeah.
But so when she comes, I had a buddy of mine, I bumped into him at the store. This is a year or so ago. She lives out in Paulden, as a matter of fact. And I bump into this guy, and he goes, "Hey, I saw your mom at the store the other day. Is she doing all right?" I go, "Yeah." He goes, "Is she getting a little worse?" I go, "Yeah, she has her good days or bad days." And he goes, "She doesn't know what your son's name is." My son's Anthony.
Yeah.
And at the time, he was maybe four. And I says, "Well, yeah." He goes, "Because she just kept talking about baby. Oh, the baby this, the baby that." And I can tell she was excited about it. But she did not know his name.
Yeah.
And I says, "Yeah, that's not really her fault, though."
Yeah.
Because when she comes to visit, when she comes over the house, We'll let him play with her for about a half hour. Then we take him in the bedroom, change his clothes, and bring him back out. And she's convinced we have twins. That's not really her fault.
See, like, my mom had brain surgery over a decade ago. And that's why she's no longer teaching. And they went all the way into her brain stem. And so she's got those type of memory problems, yeah, too. And it's, I mean, it's not funny, but it is. Like, we, you know, I make fun of her.
Hey. Like, she used to make fun of me the whole time I was growing up. So that's my turn.
I'm like, it's fair.
One of the most amazing.
Like that time she went to the store and moved.
One of the most amazing things I've done since we last met was I studied with Patch Adams, the Dr. Ooh. Patch Adams.
Okay, educate me. You're
throwing Robin you know Williams movie, played him in a movie.
You know the movie Patch Adams?
Patch Adams. First of all, I didn't understand what he said.
Yeah, that's
I'll translate.
Right, yeah. Turn it up.
I've never met Patch Adams, but I did get a chance to meet Robin Williams a couple of times.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Well, this the real Patch, and he is nice. Amazing. And I studied his workshop to use clown therapy in medicine.
Very
it was
nice.
Amazing.
Very nice.
Incredible. So I learned
still want to do that show with you that we talked about a year ago.
Yeah. I think it's more than a year ago, Matt.
Right about, yeah, it was like last February.
Are you sure it wasn't ago. Like the February before?
No, because I didn't have a show back then.
All right.
We had talked about doing a little round table, just scheduling wise, it's tough, with a few folks strictly talking about the healing aspect of humor,
yeah,
and comedy. Get a couple of comics together and do that, and there was a few that were interested in doing it. We just couldn't hook up. I wanted to get at least three or four, and we just haven't been able to. But soon,
I'm still waiting. I'm ready.
I like the way he name drops there, though, Patch Adams.
Yeah, Patch.
Name dropping for me is when I tell people Patch. I know the guy that works at Circle K.
Or yeah, well, I do the same thing. I'm like, I know Brad Newman. Called
him. Patch.
I know Brad Newman. He's my boss. I got him. Yeah.
So what do you got as far as social media? Anything you want to plug?
I don't know. Like I said, I was a stay-at-home mom for a couple of years, and I'm doing some online legal classes right now. Yeah, and it's...
It's like, why did
just
I agree
have a night away.
This? Why did I agree to sit down with this guy? Get back in your van.
Poor girl.
No, it's I've had a lot of characters and a lot of things that I do and stuff like that. I'd never really done it outwardly, like after school, gotcha, and stuff like that, because I had other things going on I'm kind of at that point. Yeah. But you know, it's sometimes you need to take a break and you need to have some fun and explore your creative side, and so that's.
See, I kind of went. I had to do the other direction. I was for the first 4 years after my son was born, I very rarely saw him. I was working way too much. And when he was about in 2013, I just had to stop. I said, "This is getting out of control. I need to."
Never saw him.
So now I'm. When he gets off school, I stop working, and then. When he's about ready to go to bed is when I start working again. So a lot of late nights and a lot of drowsiness, but it's.
But you
lot
do drink lots of coffee.
Lots of coffee. Lots of coffee. I'm cutting down now, though. I'm limiting myself to 3 pots a day.
Again,
nice.
Yeah.
Again.
Oh, this
do,
is.
Do you drink it or you just IV it like through?
I snore,
okay.
It no. That brings up a thing. I've mentioned this a couple of times. I mentioned it on Hussey's show one day. Coffee doesn't really keep me up really bad. It'll keep me from getting drowsy, but I could have a couple of cups before bed and zonk right out.
Me too.
But the caffeine I do need during the day, and you know, it's nice to have. But you drink so much of it, the acids and stuff, it starts messing with my throat and my stomach. And I had mentioned that about a year ago to a buddy of mine, a guy that works for the town, and he's... very health conscious, and he's really into, you know, herbal therapy for helping you sleep. And he's turned me on to some stuff that, you know, you can get at, you know, natural grocers or Whole Foods, different herbs. And
is that tea?
Some tea.
PG tips.
Huh?
PG tips. Proper tea. P.
Oh.
P. That's a letter. P.
Man, this guy? Gee.
Patch Adams.
Yeah, Latin. Robin Williams played him. he turned me on to some things that, like, different stuff. So he knows what he's talking about, but he stopped drinking coffee years ago. He goes, but I still like my caffeine. He goes, I get these pills.
Green tea?
No, he gets these pills from GNC or one of those.
Another stores. Unlicensed pharmacist.
Yeah, some guy the back in a really of a band. Nice van. Not in my no, but he gets these pills and it's straight caffeine pills. Mm-hmm. They're not like Nodos or stuff that, you know, some of the commercial ones have so much filler and mm-hmm. junk in it. That'll mess you up too and get you sick, give you headaches and stuff. He goes, this is just straight caffeine. And he shows me the bottle and I look at it. He goes, yeah, I get them at that store over there, High Health or GNC.
Have you ever tried the green tea pills?
I have. Didn't do much. So he gives me one of these pills, and it was nice. And it didn't make me sick. It didn't get me
anxious. Could you pass a UA after?
Didn't have to.
I'm just asking.
But no, we're getting there. So he gives me... You all right? You going to make it?
Sorry.
So he... I take a picture of the back of the label because it's got the chemical compound.
Yeah.
So I figure I'll go get some. So I go into the store a couple days later, and they got the bottle. It's like 30 pills, and it's like $40.
Nice.
Oh. So I ain't gonna, that's way too much. I figure I'll go online. I'll buy them online. I'll probably get them cheaper. So sure enough, I find the same thing for like $12.
Nice.
So I order it through Amazon. A couple days later, I get an email. Like when you buy stuff online, a lot of times just say the packaging may be different. It may be. So I get this form email. We're out of that specific item number, but we'll get you the same thing. It might be in a different package, blah, blah, blah. No biggie. So I, a couple days later, I go out to the mailbox. I go out to the mailbox, and I got this big manila envelope in my mailbox, and it's big. And I'm thinking, like, did I order a paperback or something? It's from Amazon. So I crack it open, and I'm out on the street on Road 4 North in Chino. Out on the street, and I crack open this envelope, and it's a big baggie full of white powder. They sent me the caffeine, but in powder form.
Did they send you gel caps with it too, or like a razor?
No, and it's got here.
Credit card.
Speaking of which, but they had instructions, and it was like 4 ounces of powder. A whole brick. And the instructions, they said you get
a you know the weight.
What?
That's 4 ounces.
Yeah, back in the day, when
I know
I
that.
My other band.
Do you know the street value of it? Sorry.
So what they say is you get a quarter teaspoon of it, and you put that in like 32 ounces of water, and you shake it up. No,
yes.
Yeah. Filter it through a cotton ball. And, no, you get this. You get 32 ounces of water and a quarter teaspoon. Quarter teaspoon is tiny, and I've got those from when my son was little, the little baby teaspoon. And you put that in 32 ounces of water, you shake it up, and then you add an ounce of that to 8 ounces of water, juice, whatever. And that's the equivalent of like 3 cups of coffee. So I've got 6 million cups of coffee. But this is what... So I now, because I go down to Phoenix a couple times a month, and typically when I'm down there working, I'm coming back the highway at, you know, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. So I'll get a little bit of caffeine, and I'll drop it in a bottle of water and drink it. So I drive around with this in my camera bag.
Oh, my God.
And it's just... So that's my caffeine.
Are you kidding me?
But it's, I put it in this because it's easier to carry, but I've got this big sack of it in my desk at home.
It's going to be hilarious when you get stopped and searched.
No, because the first things I did when I got it, I'm at a town council meeting and the cops are in the back. I called Vince. Hey, Vince, hey, what are you doing? It's caffeine, really, it is.
Oh my God!
And this will last me like 3 years.
You do know that there is such a thing as getting arrested and getting a felony for having a substance that is imitating an illegal narcotic?
I've got the label for it in my wallet. It says it's caffeine.
Do you have the receipt too?
Yeah, I do actually. In my email, on my phone.
Are you prepared to like put out a line for an officer if he pulls you over? It's okay.
Years ago, I did that. A buddy of mine that.
That's a whole different story. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm guessing he's not retired.
He's probably in prison now. Oh man, 45 minutes in. We really should start.
We should start.
Plug away again. Date of the show, website, all that good stuff. Introduce yourselves again.
Okay.
And I think we covered it. Anything else you want to cover before we go?
I'm.
May 20th, so, come on out.
I've made fun of you guys completely. Yeah, I'm happy. I'm satisfied.
May 20th, come on out to the Hookah Lounge, Dusty's. There you go, Dusty's Suite 103 Hookah Lounge.
You better say it louder. Nobody's going to understand what he's saying.
Dusty's Hookah Lounge Suite 103.
Next door to the Lonesome Brewery.
May 20th, 7 p.m. If you don't come, I'm going to call your mother.
Okay, we'll see you there.
All right. Hey, you guys need to get some pictures taken.
Yes, some more.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Okay.
Some more pictures?
Oh, did you get some done already?
Yeah, we were waiting here for like 2 hours before you got here.
Well, he told me 7 o'clock.
I'm just kidding.
I was early.
I'm just...
No, we'll get some... We'll do the studio setup.
Sweet. Cool.
That's because today's show is brought to you by msantosphotographer.com.
Absolutely.
Nice.
Exactly. We'll see you here on May the 20th then.
All righty.
7 o'clock.
I'll put up links up and we'll be good to go. Got everything covered?
Yeah.
And keep...
It was nice meeting you.
Keep your eyes open for the Brit and Americana show because we're going to be big.
I'm the Americana. In case there was any confusion.
And the guy you can't understand is the Brit.
That's correct.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Thank you. We'll be right back.